This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Joining us now is Gus Fauché, senior economist at PNC Financial Services Group. Good morning, Gus.
Good morning.
So first, that GDP number report just out last hour shows the economy shrank 0.1% last quarter. That's the negative headline number, which was unexpected. But when you look at the details of the report, perhaps not so bad. Just explain what you're seeing here.
Well, we had some negatives from – there was a big drop in inventories that supported growth in the third quarter and took away from growth in the fourth quarter. There was a huge drop in defense spending, and then exports were weak in the fourth quarter as well. On the plus side, we had a more than a 2% increase in consumer spending, and then business investment turned around after dropping a little bit in the third quarter.
So talk a little bit more about that plus side part of that in terms of business investment spending. How important is that?
Well, you know, that's very volatile. So the fact that it's increasing now is a good sign. It fell a little bit in the third quarter. But the fact that it rose in the fourth quarter, even when we had all that concern about the fiscal cliff and what was going to happen to tax rates and possible spending cuts, is an indication that businesses continue to spend. Interest rates are low. They're trying to hold the line on hiring. So they're investing in equipment that allows their workers to be more productive.
On hiring, we do have a new report out this morning that shows better than expected hiring by private firms. How does employment look overall right now?
Employment gains are decent. The economy added about 155,000 jobs per month in 2012. That's more than enough to keep up with an expanding labor force, so we saw the unemployment rate decline. The ADP report that we got this morning indicates that the private sector added about 192,000 jobs in January. Overall, we're expecting job growth of 175,000 when we get the number from the Bureau of Labor Statistics on Friday. And that should be enough to bring the unemployment rate down slightly. So businesses continue to hire. It looks like the job market continues to gradually improve.
So the Fed obviously tracks employment closely when making its decisions. Do you expect much and quickly out of this latest Fed meeting this afternoon?
No, the Fed's going to remain highly expansionary. The recovery is still continuing. The labor market's still weak. So the Fed will want to do what it can to support the economy in the near term.
Okay. Gus Fauché, senior economist at PNC Financial Services Group. Thank you.
Thank you.